something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River States, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This message is titled Activating the Power.
Hallelujah.
The ministry of the believer in our day is changing. Are you hearing me? Because there's a move of God's Spirit in His church. The Holy Ghost is changing things because the time is short, and the Bible says a quick work will the Lord do, and He will cut it short in righteousness. In the world today, we're seeing so many things that people never thought possible 10 years ago. The devil is doing so many new things which are not really new, just polishing them. And over again, we hear of some new evil somewhere. But I tell you, that's because of the news media all over the world. And they are carrying news of all the negative things, negative activities all over the world. But on the positive side of life, the power of the Holy Ghost is being manifested among His people like never before. Something new is happening in God's church. And in these last days, we're going to see the glory of God like we never saw before. Hallelujah. But to be involved in what God is doing, you must get yourself again into the scriptures and find out what God has actually said, not the assumptions. For example, I observed that there are many of you who could not worship. You couldn't. And that's the reason for the weakness in many, many lives, because they don't know how to worship God. Jesus said in the fourth chapter of St. John's Gospel that God is a spirit. He said those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. To worship God in spirit means to worship Him in the Holy Ghost. To worship Him in truth means to worship Him in the Word. See? And if you're unable to worship Him in the power of the Holy Ghost and worship Him through the Word of God, then you are not a spiritual worshiper. But when you are born again, you are qualified to receive the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit comes into your life to energize you and prepare you to be a man or woman who worships God in the Spirit. Without worshiping God in the Spirit and ministering to God in the Spirit, you're not going to have any spiritual power. That's where our power is. Tell somebody, that's where our power is. If somebody's looking for your power, I'm telling you where it is. Back in the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost came upon Samson. When the Holy Ghost came upon him, the Bible tells us that the anointing was in his hair. If Samson's hair were to be cut, the power of God would be withdrawn from him. And the day came that his hair was cut off. And when his hair was cut off, the power of God departed from him. And because he was sleeping when the hair was cut off, he did not know that the Spirit of God had gone from him. And by the time the Philistines came out against him, the Bible says he got up and shook himself as at other times and didn't know the Holy Spirit had gone from him. And they carried him away, made him a slave. His hair had been cut because the power of God rested in the hair. Hallelujah. Moses had an anointing that walked through his rod. When he touched anything with the rod, the power of God was released. But in the New Testament, the anointing of God has come to abide in our spirits. He has come to dwell inside us. Jesus said, as the scripture had said, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. It's going to come out of you. The power will be released from within you. Not from outside, but from within you. That's the reason when you become a Christian, you must receive the Holy Spirit. That's the next most important thing in your life. It could happen the same day you receive Christ. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. He brings strong conviction upon a man's spirit, even when he was not expecting it. You cannot be a true Christian without the Holy Ghost. How can you come to church on Sunday morning and you can't worship? But that's the trouble with many of us. See, we come to church and we've timed it that the man is supposed to preach for 30 minutes, the choir should sing for 15 minutes, and then we should pray for 5 minutes, and then give our offering for 10 minutes, and then put all together, about an hour plus, and then we go home. So when we raise choruses, we're just clapping and looking around. No! Let me show you something in the Bible. When in the old church, that's the first generation of the church of Jesus Christ, the church to which Peter belonged, to which Paul belonged, to which John the apostle belonged, the church to which the early apostles belonged, it was different from how many of us have been operating. We think that we come to church and say all what we can say and sing all the nice choruses, and then if for some reason we are able to pray to some spiritual high, then we may start speaking in tongues and just go speaking another tongues a little bit and then come down and go home, if we do at all. But I'll tell you what the church was like. If you've seen the visions of God, they came in the church speaking in tongues. They prayed first speaking in tongues. They sang first speaking in tongues. Singing in the Holy Ghost. That's how they did it first. After that, then they prayed in their understanding. Then they sang in their understanding. You couldn't be in the church without the Holy Ghost. The moment you came in, you were filled. It was a place of strength. It was a place of energy. It was a place of power. When they said, let's go to church, it was not just a place of boredom. It was a place of glory. They went to church knowing that they were going to be energized. By the time they came out, they were full of God's Spirit and full of God's Word, with boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to their generation. That's what we're supposed to be. Are you hearing me? The Bible says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Now we notice in that study of Ephesus that the only reason the word of God grew mightily was because in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, they received the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us they spoke in tongues and prophesied. When they spoke in tongues and prophesied, there was power. That's what should happen in your life. The quiet Christian goes nowhere. We're only to be quiet in our attitude, but we are noisy when it comes to prayer. We are noisy when it comes to worship. We are noisy. We get full of God's Spirit. We're like madmen at that time. We are so full to the point that we are drunk. That's the way God wants it. You come to church and you are so full of God, you're talking in other tongues and singing in other tongues until you're staggering like this. By the time you're leaving church, you're going like this. You understand what I'm talking about? You are so full of God. That's the way it's supposed to be. But many times we sit down with our dear family, you know, you and your wife and your daughter, your son, somewhere close by, and then you don't want anybody to push close to you. Just want to be there. Thank you. You say thank you for the week. Thank you for Monday, for Tuesday, for Wednesday, for Thursday. Plus God minus devil. Amen. That's not prayer. That's not a Christian prayer. The Bible says God is a spirit, and those that worship must worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such. That's what the Bible says. The Father seeketh such. He's looking for such people to worship him. In other words, when he comes into the congregation like this and we begin to worship, he's looking for those who are worshiping in the Spirit to receive their worship. Jesus said it, the Father seeketh such to worship him. He's looking for such people. When you start worshiping the Holy Ghost comes to where you are. He's looking for such people. That's what the Bible says. He's looking for them. And you that are just there, gentlemanly, thank you. I just thank you. You say, I just thank you 1,000 times. I just thank you. If we were praying for 30 minutes, you would say, I just thank you. For 30 long minutes, I just thank you. They keep looking around. I just thank you. I just thank you. Thank you. God will say, I also thank you.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River States, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This message is titled, Activating the Power. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveworldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.